2022 is coming to a close and fast, but before that happens, the last new moon of the year is coming on December 23rd, and it is in Capricorn. Let's talk about how to use the Capricorn energy to set us up for a beautiful new year in 2023. The new moon, which is all about having vision, creating, birthing, and moving towards, taking action towards, being motivated towards something that we want to do or create or experience in life. But we always want to clear out energy that no longer serves us before we go into this new moon energy. So maybe it's old beliefs, maybe it's something stuck in your house that you haven't been using. It's just collecting dust and you know, old energy is getting stored and stuck there in your home, and energy wants to flow in and out and be in constant flow. But there's some things in your life and maybe in your physical space and in your internal space that is blocking new energy to flow. So on the 23rd of December, we're doing a new moon sound bath on Facebook Live in the Facebook group Slay and Shine, and you can find that group through my page, Slay and Shine Sound Bath. And join me on the 23rd. We'll do a quick prayer in the beginning, a guided meditation. I'll give you 20 minutes to sit and journal, plan. You can draw. You can do what I'll show you today in this show, the joy wheel. I'll show you how to make one for yourself, but you could use that 20 minutes with the sound vibrations, raising your frequency, raising your vision to align to your soul into the new year. We'll also be talking about the Capricorn energy and also our first book club discussion of the year, which is going to be February 1st. The book is called The Mountain Is You, How to Turn Self-Sabotage into Self-Mastery. Perfect timing to read the book or listen to the book for the month of January to help keep you going, especially when times get low and you want to give up. And then on February 1st, let's discuss how it worked for you and if it was very helpful, or what tips or tricks that you used from the book to help keep you motivated and going when a lot of people start to fizzle out in that first part of the month. Welcome back to Slay and Shine Self-Care and Empowerment. My name is Clemence Lefredis, and I am a spiritual self-care coach and a sound vibration therapist. Today we're talking about the new moon in Capricorn. New moon is typically towards the end of the month, and it's a great time to set up for the next upcoming month. But this one's pretty special because it's the end of the year, it's the last one for the year, and it's to start off January. And in Capricorn, Capricorns love order, organization. It loves to come up with the plans and strategies. It doesn't like to be too much. Doesn't like a lot of risk. It's not a very touchy-feely sign either. It suffers because it's not very intuitive, but loves to have a concrete plan of action. So how to use this energy is creating a to-do list, using a to-do list, make sure that you're using your planner, but actually giving yourself direction of where you want to go. But again, like I said, where it falters, it is not very intuitive. It likes to do black and white, follow things exactly the way it's written out or directed. But I want to encourage you to, yes, create the disciplines, create the habits, have time management, know the direction that you're going, have the vision that you want to have for the future, and keep it in mind when you make decisions and choices, but also take time to sit with yourself, be in meditation, and if there's anything that you feel in your body that goes, maybe we should shift directions, or if anything feels like a doubt in your heart, If anything feels like a doubt in your heart, sit with it. Don't just keep going gung-ho with a plan because the plan is perfect. No plan is perfect. Remember that. There is no perfect plan. We live on earth. And when you live on earth, anything can happen, right? Anything in the limitless possibilities, any of the limitless possibilities could happen. So be able to flow and shift and change directions when needed. But when you're too structured, too rigid, it is hard to change directions. So be in balance when you're in Capricorn. Yes, it's so good to have discipline. It's so good to have a plan. It is so good to have habits and time management and a regular routine. It's so good because it's what keeps us progressing and going forward and having motivation. But don't forget that hand in hand with motivation is inspiration, and inspiration comes from the spirit and less from the brain or the ego. So Capricorn loves to use the brain. It loves to have logic. It loves to be very cut and dry, right? But don't forget to balance it out with feelings, emotions, your spirit, and direction. You can't just be all masculine energy and no feminine energy. You have to have 50-50 masculine with feminine. They both work together congruently, and that's how you'll be able to really use this Capricorn energy successfully, is when you are in balance. So let's talk about balance. I'm going to show you the joy wheel. I love creating the joy wheel because it gives me an opportunity to assess where I am in the direction of my heart, my soul, where my soul and my heart wants to lead me. And if I am taking the temperature of my joy and the joy isn't there, I can say, hey, this is no longer serving me, or the way I'm doing it no longer serves me, or maybe I need to shift directions or change the way I'm doing it altogether. So let's visualize. If you're not able to watch this, but you're listening, let's visualize a wheel. That's why I call it the joy wheel. And there's four pie pieces. And one of the pieces is money, one of it's body, one of it's relationship, and one of it is mental health, or actually you could put mental and spiritual health into this pie wheel. Let's say that you are like super focused and gung-ho in one area of your life. Let's say it's just money. And what ends up happening is when it's out of whack or not in balance, the wheel, it's gonna feel like and sound like there's a flat, or you're hitting potholes. But it's not that you're hitting potholes, it's just that the other parts of your wheel is low. So let's say you're 100% at the money aspect of your life, but then because you're 100% at money, your relationships is suffering, your mental health and spiritual health is suffering, or maybe you're not eating right and going to the gym or sleeping very well or drinking your water, and so now you're getting sick and tired, and then which will end up affecting your ability to make money. So let's break this down even further, because I believe in having very, very defined, crystal clear direction of where I'm going. I broke my wheel down into 8 pieces. One of the pieces is exercise. The other one is nutrients. And I know that there's people who put nutrition and exercise in one category, but for me, because the time and the effort is totally separate, for me to cook is a separate thing from me getting in a workout and exercising, I made it 2 separate pie pieces. And then there is my mental health. And I even gave myself some ideas of what I can be doing for my mental health. Art and meditation are huge components or activities I do to help my mental health. And then the fourth pie crust, or pie piece, not crust, is volunteering, giving, and service. My fifth is career and money. My sixth is travel. My seventh is family, marriage, friends. And my eighth is learning and reading. So what I would do is assess this, and you could do this on the 23rd on the new moon when we do our sound bath in the Facebook group, Slay and Shine. While I'm playing, you can either be meditating, you could be drawing, you could be creating a plan for the upcoming year, you could be setting goals, whatever you want, but you could also be doing a joy wheel to assess the amount of joy you're feeling right now in these different areas of your life. And so let's say I'm feeling 80% joy from my satisfaction of the effort I'm putting into learning and reading. And maybe I'm only feeling 20%. Like, I feel proud. I don't feel very proud or joyful about the amount of time and effort I'm putting into my exercise or into travel. Maybe right now I'm at 0% in travel. And so seeing and shading in, you would just shade in the amount, same at 0, which is travel. I'm going to shade in very minimal amount of this pie piece, this pie slice. And when you've shaded in the amounts, maybe it's 80, maybe some pieces are 50, maybe some pieces are 20, some pieces are 30. And if you imagine this wheel rolling down the street, rolling, is the wheel going to be able to turn and travel down the street smoothly? Or will it be like ka-dunk, 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 and feeling like you've got a flat? And so sitting and meditating, connecting with your higher self, connecting with your soul self, and asking in your quiet space, when you're not distracted, when you're not being pulled by social media and things on TV trying to entice you or distract you or tempt you to do things that are not meant for you, sitting with your own soul, who has all the answers. You have all the answers. It's within you. Sitting with yourself and deciding, okay, if I'm at 0% travel, what would bring me joy? How can I lift that to 50%? Well, maybe it's, you know, taking a weekend drive to the ocean. Maybe it's taking a weekend. It doesn't have to be big. It doesn't have to be. I think a lot of times we get this this huge guilt and shame because what we see on Instagram, on these travel grams, is that they're going to all these amazing, beautiful places. But what if, just to satisfy the joy of your soul, just to bring joy to your soul, is maybe just going downtown and looking at the Christmas trees and the lights, or going to a neighborhood who does big displays? And that's travel. It's traveling outside of your comfort zone, traveling outside of your neighborhood, leaving your home. And that is bringing joy. So checking the temperature of your joy. But another reason why doing this joy wheel is so important is also to help you reassess, reevaluate, am I still in love or in joy with what I am doing? Maybe for your career, that's a huge one for a lot of people, is staying at a career long term, because traditionally people get into a job and they stay there for 50, 30, 40 years, and then they retire because of the benefits, because they feel safe and secure. But you're not happy. You've lost the spark. You've lost the joy for that job. Maybe doing this temperature assessment of where you are in your joy quotient will help you go, maybe I want to go for a promotion in the same company, or maybe I don't even like this field I'm in anymore and it's time to go back to school or learn a new trade or go to trade school or something and discover something else. And maybe the something else may be one of the other pieces of your joy wheel. Like for me, I was in fitness for 20 years and I didn't find, I mean, I became a life coach while I was a trainer because life coaching kind of went hand in hand with helping people with their fitness and losing weight because the life issues they had created the weight and created the dissatisfaction with their fitness and their health. But for me, being in one career for a really long time, I hit a roadblock because I no longer found joy. I actually found more stress. I found more anxiety, and then I found a panic attack. And because of that panic attack, it led me to follow the breadcrumbs towards meditation. And then meditation became now something that I love teaching and helping people create inner peace, create calm in their mind, create less stress in their body, less stress in their mind, so that they can sleep, so they can be healthy, so that they can have the energy to get up and work out and have the desire to even get out of bed to take care of themselves because there is inner peace. So sometimes looking at your joy wheel and assessing that maybe my career isn't where I want to be, or it's not even the thing I want to do anymore, and seeing all the things on your pie, or on your joy wheel that brings you joy, and doing more of that, who knows? You might meet people in doing the thing that gives you joy. Maybe you love hiking, you go hiking and join a hiking group and you meet a ton of people from different walks of life and different other careers, and you have a conversation and it sparks an idea for something new to manifest or create or birth out of your life just by doing the things that bring you joy. Will lead you to new ideas, will lead you to meeting new people that align with the desires of your heart. And through those conversations, who knows, you might find a business partner for some new project or idea that you'll do together. Who knows? You never know. But follow your joy, follow your heart, and reassess as often as you can. Maybe once a week you look at your joy chart, your joy wheel. Maybe once a month you look at your joy chart and just assess. Sit with your soul and allow yourself. A great idea with every new moon of the month, because we get a new moon every month, looking at your joy wheel every new moon and assessing, where am I with my joy? All right, so again, new moon in Capricorn loves the order, loves discipline, loves creating plans and taking action, but it likes to calculate those plans and actions. But remember to check your joy, connect with your spirit, connect with your soul, and don't be afraid to reassess, realign, and shift directions when needed. All right, last thing I want to talk about is the book club, the first book club of 2023, and it is for the book, The Mountain Is You. Let me show you a picture of it if you're watching. It's a black book. The Mountain Is You is a black cover with a silhouette of a mountain. Transforming self-sabotage into self-mastery. While you're reading this book during January, it hopefully will give you some great ideas and tips and tricks and keep you on the path towards your dreams and goals, so that by the end of January, you've completed the whole month and not fizzled out. And then in February, let's talk about how the experience of reading or listening to the book helped us through the month. And I do want to say that sometimes self-sabotage serves us. And sometimes it doesn't. A lot of times it doesn't. But sometimes it serves us. Our shadow self serves us. I know a lot of people want to slay the ego or ignore their shadow selves, but I want to encourage you to befriend your shadow self, befriend your ego, because within some of this self-sabotage or within what we call failure is the answer or is the light. The shadow and light work, our light self, our light being and our shadow being work together hand in hand. Our feminine side and our masculine side work together hand in hand in balance. So sometimes the answer that you're needing is within the shadow self. And that self-sabotage, asking myself, why did I sabotage it with X, Y, and Z? Why do I not do the things that I say I'm going to do? Sitting with your shadow self, sitting with your soul, and just asking, what is it that you want me to know? What is it that I'm missing? What is it that that I need to heal? That's a huge part. Is there something that I need to heal that is blocking me from making progress? And if there is, what is it? Let me know. I'm ready to hear. I'm ready to take it on. And the answer is there. Again, all the answers you need, you already have within you. You are connected to the greater cosmic universe. You are the same essence. You are the God essence here on earth. Peace of God walking around earth is you, your soul having a human experience. So asking, connecting to the greater wisdom, greater knowledge, and asking your higher self, what is it? Your shadow self, why do I self-sabotage? You have all the answers. So let's meet on February 1st in Slay and Shine, the Facebook group, and we'll have a discussion. And I'm putting in the show notes my Amazon affiliate link. Please use that. Even if you decide to just get the book and do it on your own and not come together in a gathering with me, great, but please use the link as a referral to the book. I've listened to several chapters already, and so far so good. So, and it's a short book, it's only 5 hours, and so it's going to be a really fast read or listen, but it already has really great insight already. I'd love to hear from you. Join my Facebook group, Slay and Shine, and you can find it through my Facebook page, Slay and Shine Sound Bath, on Facebook. And you can also follow me on Instagram. But two events coming up, which is December 23rd, the new moon. I'm doing Facebook live meditation, sound bath. And then on the 1st of February, we'll have our book club discussion. I'll see you guys there. Thank you so much for rejoining the new season of Slay and Shine, self-care, spirituality, and empowerment. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Blessings and bliss to you all in the new year. I'll see you in January. Bye.